Welcome back. Episode 41 for Thursday, August 15th. Apple brings contactless student IDs on iPhone and Apple Watch to more universities. And Mophi launches 3-in-1 wireless charger. Let's get the show started. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, as countless children and young adults are making their way back to the schoolhouse, we are going to discuss Apple bringing contactless student IDs on iPhone and Apple Watch to more universities and a product review of Mophi's new wireless chargers. In the coming school year, more than 100,000 college students will enjoy the ease and convenience of carrying their student IDs on their iPhone and Apple Watch. Students at colleges and universities across the country will be part of this new identification technology. A listing includes Clemson University, Georgetown University, University of Tennessee, University of Kentucky, University of San Francisco, University of Vermont, Arkansas State University, South Dakota State University, Norfolk State University, Lewisburg College, and the University of North Alabama will be able to use their student ID and Apple Wallet to get into their dorms, buy lunch, and much more. By the way, if anyone knows someone in South Dakota, please share them this podcast. It's one of the few states where I've yet to have a listener. If you happen to be older than college age and you think this doesn't impact you, I would say you're likely mistaken and the students are the test case for other ID verification, like state IDs and much more. Jennifer Bailey, Apple's Vice President of Internet Sales, said, "We're happy to add to the growing number of schools that are making getting around campus easier than ever with iPhone and Apple Watch. We know students love this feature. Our university partners tell us that since launch, students across the country have purchased 1.25 million meals and opened more than 4 million doors across campuses by just tapping their iPhone and Apple Watch," finished Bailey. The list I gave before were the new universities. Some of the universities that are already doing it is Duke University, University of Oklahoma, University of Alabama, Temple University, Johns Hopkins University, Marshall University, and Mercer University already offer their students, faculty, and staff the ease, convenience, and security of contactless student IDs and wallet. So Apple has already tried this program with success to try it throughout the United States. Students can leave their physical wallets behind and use their iPhone or Apple Watch to buy gear at the campus store, enter their dorm, dining hall, gym, and more. Once students add their student ID to Apple Wallet, they simply hold their iPhone or Apple Watch near a reader anywhere physical student ID cards are accepted on and off campus. With contactless student IDs in Apple Wallet, students can leave their physical wallets at home and no longer have to worry about misplacing their physical cards. School credentials on iPhone and Apple Watch are also protected by two-factor authentication. Let's move on to the second half of the Mac Minutes with a new product. Just to let you know, I have yet to test out this device. I'm currently awaiting delivery of it. Remember AirPower way back in Mac Minutes episode 23 from March 2019? I'll assume if you're listening to this podcast, you will likely remember the AirPower from the 2017 keynote announcement. However, for those who don't remember the AirPower, I'll briefly cover it. In 2017, Apple introduced a Qi wireless charging mat by that name that could simultaneously charge an iPhone, an AirPods case, and an Apple Watch, or three items in any combination from those three. It was repeatedly delayed, and reports indicated that Apple was facing serious technical issues when developing it. In March of this year, Apple finally confirmed the product would never be released. Well, Mophie has just launched a device that is similar, but not quite exactly. I'll put a photo in the show notes at macminutes.blubrry.net. Apple is now selling this in their stores. Made by Mophie, a popular Apple peripheral and accessory maker, it's one mat that charges three devices. It's called the Mophie 3-in-1 Wireless Charging Pad. To be clear, this does not fully realize the vision that Apple originally planned for the AirPower device. The proposed AirPower device could charge three devices in any combination, while the Mophie Pad has a dedicated spot for each device type: iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods. Further, the watch doesn't actually charge on the mat. It charges on a stand that protrudes from the mat. Let's give you an overview of the device. The Mophie 3-in-1 delivers 7.5 watts of power, charges through iPhone cases up to 3 millimeters thick, and positions the Apple Watch in an orientation appropriate for nightstand mode. It sells for $139.95 in the Apple online store. Mophie also sells the item directly, but as of this podcast posting, they were out of stock and taking reservations. Mophie also made a two-device pad where you can use AirPods and iPhone, two iPhones, or two AirPods. That device is $99.95 if you don't need the watch stand. I'll tell you more about my opinion of it after I receive it and use it for a little while. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Until next week, if you have a question, please see our show notes or reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. As a reminder, we have Mac Minutes mugs available to support the podcast. You can get yours by going to the Mac Minutes Facebook page at facebook.com/MacMinutes. Other places are Twitter at @Minutes_Mac, and our Mac Minutes podcast group is available on Facebook to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes. We're available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So have a great week, and all to all the students that are going back to school this week, I wish you the best of luck. We'll talk to you again on the Mac Minutes podcast. Thank you for listening.